Chapter 4. When the little fish woke up, he had no idea where he was. He seemed to be in a large orange bag full of water, with a narrow opening at its top where the sun shone in. As he jumped up to get a glimpse of his surroundings, he could hardly believe his eyes. He was flying! He could see the great lake, the river that had taken him there, valleys, mountains, villages and cities, everything the birds had told him about. And far, far away, he thought he could see the sea. While the little fish was simply enjoying his flight, the pelican who had swallowed him was wondering what it was that was jumping around in his beak like a crazy flea.
"What's happening?"
he asked as best he could with a beak full of water and a jumping fish. "I'm flying!" shouted the happy fish.
"No, I'm flying. You're going to be eaten,"
the pelican corrected him. But the little fish wasn't scared. "I don't care. Let me just enjoy the sensation for a while. I don't care if you eat me afterwards."
"What?"
The pelican really wasn't used to such chatty meals. To be clear, he'd never had a conversation with a snack, but now he had. He was curious. The little fish was so happy that his words just tumbled out without thinking. He told the pelican about his little stream, his dream of flying, how his companions didn't understand him, his loneliness, his adventure, his rainbow-coloured friend, and the wise old fish. While he listened, the pelican lost his appetite. His snack had become a story. It had friends and feelings. He was a good guy with a big heart. It's just that he was a pelican and pelicans eat fish.
"Listen," said the pelican. "You're not a big snack and I'm not hungry anymore. I won't follow you. You see, it's far and it's on the way. Not sure how you'll survive after, but that's not my problem. I'll take you to the sea."
The little fish couldn't believe his luck. Just a moment before, it had seemed that he'd been further from his dream than ever, and now he was on his way to the sea. What's more, he was flying. "Whatever happens next is a gift," he thought happily, and enjoyed the rest of his journey in silence.